money.
How did he know you were?
He asked me who I learned.
Yeah.
I said, but Rabbi, I don't know if you know him, but Rabbi Simon. He says, of course I know him.
Everyone I've gone to, somebody like the heart has always been successful. Helping me.
Okay.
Helping you?
Helping you.
Moshe says the parsha will give me peace.
Okay. The Torah, Parshas Tzav, Shabbos HaGadol. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe leimor, Tzav es Aaron ves bonav leimor, Zos Toras HaOla. This is the halachas of the Korban Ola. Hi HaOla amogdol mizvech ol alayla. So, there's a fascinating piece in the Sefer Ben Poras Yosef on page 13, where he develops an interesting concept that he develops an interesting idea. Let's look at the Rambam. There seems to be a blatant steer in the Rambam in Hilchos Deis at page 12, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. The Rambam speaks about people who have sicknesses, but more not necessarily physical sicknesses, but choli hanefesh, like things in midos that they are lacking in. So he says like anger and things like that. So in halacha base he says ketzav hi refuasam. So how do you have a refuah? He says mishahu bal chema omrim lo lahanig atzmo. Sheim huka v'kola lo yagish klal. In other words, he says basically you go to the opposite end. In other words, if you're too much one way, you have to go to the opposite end, and then you straighten yourself out. And then you get to the middle path. In other words, the middle path is really what you're supposed to do. So if you're so much of a Bal Gaiva, so you have to go to the opposite path to be a very big Anav, and then that'll straighten you out. And then once you're in the middle path, then you act regular. But sometimes, to straighten yourself out initially, you have to go to the opposite extreme. The only problem is, that's Halacha Beis. In Halacha Gimel, he says that certain things, you're not supposed to go in the middle. You have to be in the extreme. And one of the things is gaiva. He says, "Yesh deyos she'osu lo lodom lenog v'hem b'beinonis el yisrachik min ha'kotza ha'echad ha'kotza ha'acher v'hugo v'alev." "Sheh derech ha'tova she'odov odov b'lvad el yeshval ruach uti el rucho n'muchal mod." Or as you should always... So Mamash, it's hard to get a steer from one halacha to the next, but this is because in halacha base he says basically anivas you're supposed to be in the middle of the road, in the middle of the road. But he says, but if you had a problem of gaiva, so then you go to the opposite end, and then once you get straightened out, and then you'll go in the middle of the road. But halacha gimel he says no, you're never supposed to be in the middle of the road when it comes to gaiva. So that's the catch. So he wants to say, so this is his thesis, the Toldos Yaakov, the Ben Parat Yosef. And he's going to have this thesis again and again in what? No. Yeah, it's a different Talmidim. Yeah. No one ever said that on the Rambam, even though they said it on the, on the Shulchan Aruch, but they didn't say it on the Rambam. So he wants to say like this, that the answer is different people. Not written by different people, but like for a regular person, so
he should always be very big enough. But if a person is he has a position of authority, so he has to show a certain measure of leadership, then he has to show a certain measure of assertiveness, so then for him he shouldn't be the ultimate shval ruach, because that will impair his leadership ability. So he shouldn't be a balgaiva, but he has to be b'shvil azov. That's how he explains it. And then he has another, he has a couple of more examples of this type of thing. He says that there's a famous machlokas between the Rambam and Ramban about davening. Is davening d'oraisa or not? The Rambam Shita is, on page 7 in the Sefer Mitzvahs, that l'avdo b'chol levavchem zot tefila, that there's a mitzvah essay to daven every day. And the Ramban disagrees and says, no, davening is only d'rabbanan. And it's only a mitzvah essay when? Al atzara tzoreschem. When there's a shas milchama, the ace tzara, so then there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven. But the rest, it's only d'rabbanan. So the posh pshat is there's a machlokes here. So he wants, again, his thesis is he wants to say no. We're talking about two different types of people. There's a person who's davening is on the level that it's a really avodah shebaleiv, that he really is margish it, so that for him he gets a mitzvah d'oraisa. The other person who it doesn't come, he just says the words, he understands it more or less, but it's not really an avodah shebaleiv, so for that person it's a d'rabban. That's how he wants to say that you could have these two ideas, but it's for two different people. And then he has another application on page 9, when the Gemara says, "Midoraisa bebitul ba'al masagi." That it's a fascinating. Bez Hashem, I'm planning to speak about this in Beth Aaron on Monday night. What time is it? 8:15. Yeah. So he says, how do you mekayim tashbisu? So different shitas. Rashi shita is bebitul ba'al masagi. Rashi says, you mekayim tashbisu. In other words, according to Rashi, it's an unbelievable thing. It's like tremendous. According to Rashi, you could leave all the chametz in your house, as far as the Torah is concerned. You can't eat it. But all you have to do is think of it as offer. The whole tashbisu is just a psychological thing. It's all in the mind. Whereas, akut midoraisa, that's the mitzvah. That's it. According to other shitas, no, you have to really get rid of it. But Rashi shita is tashbisu means that as long as I think of it after the ara. Now, it's not so easy. I have this wonderful chocolate cake in the fridge. It's not easy to think of it as after the ara. So the Talmud says. So a person's a Baal Madrega could say, well, the Torah wants me to, so I can think of it as Afara because I'm on that Madrega. For most people, they're not on the Madrega, so for them, it's only with getting rid of it. And that's an ongoing theme that the Toldos has in this piece. So he says that, why did he speak about on this piece? Because he says, those Torahs are Ola. He says, Ola is Lashon Milos. If a person has a Milo, he's smart, he's rich, you know, whatever his mila is. He says it's only a mila if it's he ha'ola. He is a miyut. If you're not a balgaiva with your mila. In other words, you could be a big talmid chacham, but then if you're a balgaiva, or you could be rich, or you could be whatever it is, any mila you have in the world, whatever it is, Tzos Torah Ha'ola, from Lashon Maila, an attribute, it's only He Ha'ola. If that attribute, you're misnahed with the Lashon Miyut, with He Ha'ola. And then different people have different abilities of what they could, where they could be holding. So his, this is the Torah speaking to everybody, but different people in different ways, because one person's capabilities are not the other person's. So one person, he davens, it'll be a real daraisa because it's really avodah shebaleh. The other person, let him at least say the word, so there's some meaning like that, even though it's not such an avodah shebaleh. In other words, the Torah realizes that not everyone is the same. And the Torah is speaking to everybody, but there are going to be different paths for different people and different hanhogas for different people. And some people, you know, could have the mid of gaiva, a little bit of gaiva, you know, like the Gemara says that Talmid Chacham has a shminish, same idea, he has to have a little bit, he's leading the community, so he can't just be stepped over, that he can't be a bal gaiva either, but he has to have a little bit of assertiveness, that right measure, but the other person maybe is not leading the community, so he can even be more shval ruach, but the different hanhogas are from the different for different people, and that's what he says, that he quotes a Mishnah in Zvachim on page 11. A mizbeach mekadosh has a roilo. He says the mizbeach is mekadosh a roilo. So he says that means that who's roy to be on the mizbeach? What does the pasuk say about the mizbeach? Lo salav amalos or mizbechi. Don't go with great gaiva on the mizbeach. So that's mizbeach mekadosh, the person who has that midah. Rabbi Yeshua says no, kol haroy le'ishim, which literally means the fire. But he says it depends on what person you are. That if you're a person that's of stature, then maybe you should. And he says that was the machlokus between Moshe Rabbeinu and see Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he was a big person, he still had the midah of the greatest midah of anova, and others disagree. But that's the idea that different people are made differently, and therefore they're going to have different. Their avodah is going to be different. You can't just say that a monolithic world. There's different people and different types, and a person has to be able to understand that. Of course, there are things that are totally inappropriate, and things that are not right, and things that are not, it doesn't mean everything goes. But a person's avodas Hashem is going to be different, and his bittul chametz is going to be different between. Okay, so we would come meet the rabban, and they said, okay, everyone has to get rid of it, because that was only the right one. Meet the rabban, because we're not going to, at the end of the day, we can't just rely, shemi yimtzak luska yefeifia. Maybe you're going to come across, if you just have bittul, maybe you're going to come across that chocolate cake, and for a second you're going to hesitate. You're going to hesitate for a second. But how can I really throw out this gewaltig cake? And then you'll be over. So we don't want that to happen. So you got to get rid of everything. But that's the yisod. The yisod, but the key point that he's saying is those Torah Ha'ola. I'll show you the line. It's He Ha'ola. That the milas that you have are only milas if they come with anivus. If your milas don't come with anivus, then what? Then it's not a mila. Then it's not a mila. The milas have to come with anivus. That's what he writes here at the end of page 13. Remember, he ola omokta. Ma ola, page 14. And he goes ahead and he quotes these people believe. And then he explains it, you know, bezos. And we'll talk about the other pasuk in a second. But yeah, page 17. Atam biyar pasuk atzah hi ha'olah ratzalovah ki tevis hi loshan miyat. He said, "Mishnah who says a miyat dorim lezeh ha'olah from a malas im olah lo yerid." Says the mila is only a mila if it comes together with what? With the anava. With the anava. And then we quote the pasuk, the Ben Par Yosef quotes it, the famous pasuk on Yirmiyahu on page 4. Kol Amar Hashem Ha'yitalo Chacham B'Chachmoso Ha'yitalo Gibor G'vuroso Ha'yitalo Osher V'Osho Im Zos Yitalo Hamtalo Haskel V'Yadei Osi. So Moshe Feinstein has a fascinating drasha here. Page 23. He says, "Hinei Adam Atzad Mishtamish Gimel Dvarim." Is Ashirus, Gevura, Chochma. But all these things are only milas if you realize that. Haskel v'yadeosi, that it's not yours, it's a gift from Hashem, which ultimately will bring another. If people have guided us to say, "That's me. I'm this person." No, you have to realize Hashem gave you a gift. So that's what he says. Zekavonos, page 23. Yemya al tal chacham lechachmas of kshovah shachachmi shalom. And then he'll do good things with it, because it's Hashem's gift. And he quotes that pasuk as well. So he writes, "Here on page 26." He says that those things, Aital Hachach Mechachmoso, is connected to the Dalet Parshas. He says, Parshas Shkolim, that's about money, Ashiris, bottom page 26. Mitzvah Hashuv Zuh Hera Kershvach Luvatelus Ashiris, Pachlis Abidl. The Bavatel the Ashiris. Then there's to realize that Ashiris is only worthy if you realize that it's from Hashem, and therefore it's a gift. So you'll do proper things with it. And Zohar is Mavato Inyan Gvura. Because Sha'amolak Yashim is a Yosim Kol Goyim, the Habe'esha Uron Kol Olam Godel Adisim. Right? So everyone was afraid of Kol Yisrael. Kielachaz Yoshua Kloshas. But what is it? But Amalek says, we're not going to be afraid. We're not going to be afraid. So they took the Gvura in an improper way. We're going to start up with Klal Yisrael. We're going to destroy them. That's Kilkul HaGvura. And Kriyas Parshas Para is Chochmah. Levatal Chochmah. He says, Ki Chochmah HaMitri Surach Derech Chukei HaTorah. Because the person can say, it doesn't make sense logically, Paraduma. The person's Tomei becomes Tor, the person's Tor becomes Tomei. Doesn't make sense. Yeah, but that's only because you think the Chochmah is up to you. The Chochmah is, the true Chochmah is Das Hashem. So when he's Mevatel the Ashiris, the Gaiva of Ashiris, the Gaiva Gvura, the Gaiva Chochmah, and then he's ready for Pesach. Shrek Medech Torah Sarek Leida Niskan Ligol Shem Shvil Zeh Nos No Adam. Then we forget the Parshas HaChodesh. Because after you mevat all these three things, then you're ready to what? You're ready for the Gula of Mitzrayim. Zeh Nos No Adam Al Amashka Beis Mezuzus. And now you're ready to understand the Shkachas Hashem, Makas Bechoros, the Dam and the Mezuzus, and then is Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satorah. But if you don't have that, if you don't have that, and you think the Chochmah is yours, the Gvur is yours, the Ashiris is yours, then these Milas, like the Ben Parat Yosef says, are not Milas. A person can be very wealthy and can do so many good things with the money. It's tremendous. But he can be counterproductive also. And then it's not a mila. And his chokhmah can be tremendous and he can do good things with it. But there has to be, what's a mila? Zos Torah Sa'ola, a mila? He Ha'ola. So only when it's the miyat. Only when you remind yourself. Only when you have that. And as we said, different people are going to have different milas. And the Torah is going to speak to different people in different ways, because there's fluidity within the Torah. There's something that's chutz l'Torah. Not everything goes. But within the Torah, the different mahalchim for different people. You know, I think that was the chiddush of Chassidus, that not everyone is going to have the same path. Different people are, and, you know, some people are going to grow in different ways within the spectrum of Torah. And so the Anava, as we said, Zos Torah Sa'ola Yila, Mizuk Ha'anava Imala Sa'ada. That there has to be that mixture. Because once you become arrogant, and once you become that, so the greatest talents that you could have are not considered milas. And the godless of a person only is godless if it comes together with those midas of the Hiha Ola and Haskel Vyodea Osi. The Moshe Feinstein writes, the understanding that it's everything you get, all these milas are matnas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you use it in the proper way. And different people have different talents, have different personalities, different, and they can use it in different good ways, all measured with that measure of Anova. And once we realize that, then all these talents become tremendous assets. If not, they become tremendous liabilities. And that's what, and that's the Hachana, the Chag HaPesach. Because Chag HaPesach is where we become Avdei Hashem, we service HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we have to first get rid of those Midas Rose. And Pesach is all about Matzah. Matzah is the Midah of Anova, it doesn't rise. It's the Midah of Anova. And that's the Midah that we all have to work on, as we always quote the Geras Ramban, that when you speak to somebody, you always speak that this person is higher than you and you're lower. Always speak up to a person, never speak down to a person. And but you have to, it can't be a fake, a show. You know, some people it's just a fake. You have to really understand that. You have to really believe, because you, even though you're more accomplished than he, but who says that means that the Ramban says that you're greater than him? You have to really understand that and internalize that message. And then once you internalize that message, all you do in life will be a milah. And Rez Hashem, that's the Zos Torah Sa'ola Yehola, Mizag HaNova, Imalos HaOdah.